Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you again for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration is on Psalm 58. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No, in your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or of the cunning enchanter. O God, break the teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrows, let them be blunted. Let them be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, "Surely there is a reward for the righteous." Surely there is a God who judges on earth. Have you ever heard the term political correctness? Well, over the last 10 years, in our country at least, it's become a big deal. Doing, saying, even thinking correctly based on the latest trends in political issues and opinions of many people. If you haven't before heard the term, here is a brief definition from the Webster Dictionary. Political correctness is agreeing with the idea that people should be careful to not use language or behave in a way that could offend a particular group of people. Now, most of us understand the concept of being nice to each other. It is something we learn at an early age from our parents and our teachers. Treat others the way you want to be treated. If you can't say something nice, say nothing at all. Simply get along. All of these are very good teachings when you're attempting to live peaceably, being civil and kind towards your neighbors, your families, your co-workers, even strangers on the street. And if only our rulers, referred to as gods in this passage today, were content to let those teachings be based on the Scriptures, on God's holy word, that would be wonderful. But over the years, as societies continue to wrestle with the infiltration of secular-based attitudes and plans for governments and domestic lives alike, the moral compasses of those people become centered on the opinions and flimsy ideals of the current culture more than on the steadfast truth of God's word, his enduring grace and faithful promises. Those in power over us succumb to the shifting winds of popular opinion, which ultimately leads us into an uncomfortable position as Christians, trying to be good citizens while clinging to God's word as the definitive guide to life. So then, being politically correct is often at odds with God's word when rulers insist that we ignore God's word when talking about the hot topics of the day, which is basically telling us to live and let live, an attitude that allows for everything under the sun to be acceptable, except using the Holy Bible to speak of those things that run against God's holy desires for his children. We've all been born sinful, but God in his mercy provided his Son Jesus to be our light in a very dark world, our Savior so that all who believe in him will be saved. And that truth of God's word is a blessed comfort to those who love Christ. Yet, to the unbelievers who reject Christ, God's word will always cause offense and be actually a stumbling block to faith as they continue in their unbelief, as if their ears are stopped up and cannot hear the voice of the cunning enchanter, leading them further and further from Christ, and their wicked plans will eventually come to nothing. Sadly, that disobedience will bring them to the vengeance of our righteous judge and ruler, and they will be forever separated from our heavenly, loving Father. That message doesn't sound very politically correct, does it? Unbelievers seem to tolerate the truth of John chapter 3, verse 16, when it reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Yet they stumble over and even reject God's word 2 verses later, verses 18 and 19, which reads, "But whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil." Yet the good news is, rejoice, rejoice, believers! While God will justly judge all people on earth, condemning the unjust and dishonest rulers and followers, those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can look forward to a great reward in heaven. Our powerful, majestic, and merciful God has already prepared for us a glorious place beyond the struggles of this earth. Unbelievers, sadly, live only as citizens of this world, with no hope at all for an eternal life with Christ. We, however, because we are also citizens of heaven through our baptism, are a new creation, and we live our lives seeking God's will in all things, and with the certain hope of everlasting life. One of my favorite passages in the Bible that describes this life in Christ is found in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Basking in that marvelous light, we do need to strive to get along with our fellow neighbors, whether or not they are believers. But we are not called to simply live a life of political correctness if it opposes the right and true word of God. Rather, in genuine love and forgiveness, as we are loved and forgiven by God, we are to boldly share and proclaim the good news of Christ crucified for all people, so that all may share in the sweet hope and joy of salvation that is ours today. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, lead us to do the right thing as we live now, both as citizens here on earth and as children in your holy kingdom. Help us to remember that you are the one true and just judge, and you will set all things right in the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.